Welcome to the Alleycast for December 2008. I'm Chris Boros. Thank you so much for downloading and listening this month. In this episode, we'll hear our exclusive in-studio session recording with Robin and Linda Williams, also our special Live from Folk Alley concert featuring John Jorgensen. We'll also listen to a holiday montage of favorites that are featured in our holiday music stream, the open mic sounds of Tom Farrany from Scotland, and at the end of the program, we'll remember Odetta. Robin and Linda Williams have a new record out called Buena Vista. They stopped by the Folk Alley Studios recently to promote the album. They spoke with Jim Bloom and played us a handful of songs. Let's listen right now to a short sample of the interview, and we'll listen to the title track. This is Robin and Linda Williams, an exclusive Folk Alley session recording.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like when you began and if you envisioned being at it this long.
Well, I'm not sure I envisioned being at it this long. But when we began, we played a lot of colleges. We worked. Robin was a performer on the National Coffee House circuit, which was booked out of New York City. And I just joined up with him. And instead of Robin Williams, we became Robin and Linda Williams. And then we went to coffee houses, you know, all over every little college. I'm sure Kent State was no exception. Had coffee houses, and we'd go and play three nights at one school, and then travel and do three nights at another school, and then have Sundays off and start again. And we'd go out for 2 or 3 months at a time and play nothing but colleges.
Where are you both from?
I'm from Alabama, and Robin's from North Carolina.
North and South Carolina, yeah.
And where did you meet?
We met in South Carolina. Our parents lived there. I grew up there and went to high school and college in South Carolina. And then Linda's folks moved down from Michigan to retire there. And Linda was visiting her folks, and I was visiting my folks, and we met at an open stage. We both had our guitars, and that's how we met.
What a great story.
Yeah, and it was, we got together the next day, sang some songs together, stayed together for 3 or 4 days. I was getting ready to leave and go out to Minneapolis, and I hung around about 3 more days because I'd met Linda, and then I went to Minneapolis. We weren't sure we'd ever see each other again, but each of us had the other one in mind, and we got together later on that summer, and 2 years later we got married and started playing together.
Robin and Linda Williams are joining us, and Linda, you have your banjo.
I do.
Your guitar. We're
going
to meet the rest of your fine band after we hear a song. What would you like to do for us?
We're going to sing the title song of our newest release on the Red House Records label called Buena Vista.
1, 2, 3. Hit hard time. A broken heart with broken bones and drinking yourself blind. Katie is a lady, and I'm sure she'd never wish you to end up on your last leg down in Buena Vista. You've been cool and collected, keeping Carlene on the side, and it all goes undetected. And the years go rolling by, and you never thought that Katie could get so fed up with you. She'd leave you shaken and forsaken down in Buena Vista. You were talking on the phone, it was just you and Carlene. But your liquor's slow, oh Romeo, you don't turn off the phone machine. Erase the tape, your own mouth up and bitch ya. Katie got the message, now you're down in Buena Vista. All alone on the streets, I know how you feel. No one but Elijah Craig to help you keep things real. So you beat a path to Rockridge Bass, cause blood can won't quit ya. Or try and dry you out like they do in Buena Vista. It's a long walk from the front porch to Maury River's edge. But it's longer when you're drunk and hauling back a broken leg. So here's to the sawbones who pinned you up and fixed you. But you're out of action, line and traction down at Buena Vista. Hard, ain't it hard? Hard to face tomorrow when sorrow grips ya. It's hard times down in Buena Vista.
Robin and Linda Williams, a recording made at the Folk Alley Studios, the title track to their new record called Buena Vista. We'll listen to more from Robin and Linda coming up a little bit later on in the Alleycast. And don't forget, you can listen to the full Robin and Linda Williams interview and all of their songs on FolkAlley.com. Each month, Folk Alley spotlights our open mic featured artist. And for December of 2008, it's Tom Fairney from Scotland. He's a singer-songwriter from Edinburgh who plays a mixture of his own songs, Americana, folk, country, and blues. He says that he doesn't pretend to be a singer, but don't let that fool you. His voice is just fine. And maybe he's being just a little bit modest here. This is a song that he submitted on open mic called The Journeyman from Tom Fairney.
Got no dreams and no descendants, just am what I am. Got no dependence, I'm a solitary man. Though I value my independence, keep all the friends I can. Cause every single road's a penance to a journeyman. Jesus was a working man. You try to do the best you can. Do something good as well. Drink a little wine sometimes. Go out with the guys. Spend some time in jail. Get a kiss and go to jail. And then you see the sky one night. You watch the stars collide. I've had friends that tried to love me, lovers I've barely known. I've been familiar with plenty, nearly been close to some. But I envy you now, baby, with your mama to keep you warm on this cold and rainy highway. Just want my daddy to take me home. Jesus was a working man. You try to do the best you can and do something good as well. Drink a little wine sometimes. Go out with the guys. Spend some time in jail. Get a kiss and go to jail. And then you see the sky one night. You watch the stars collide in the west, in the west, in the west, in the west. Sky is black with thunder. The thunder is black as stone. And this cathedral roof I'm under was built by a journeyman all the way from over yonder to the cold west and beyond. And if I fell at this altar, I know he'd take me home. Jesus was a working man. You try to do the best you can. Do something good as well. Drink a little wine sometimes. Go out with the guys. Spend some time in jail. Get a kiss and go to jail. And then you see the sky one night. You watch the stars collide in the west, in the west, in the west, in the west. In the west, in the west, in the west, in the west.
That's Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for the month of December 2008. It's Tom Fairney from Edinburgh, Scotland, with his song called The Journeyman. Tom has posted 20 songs on Open Mic, and you can check them all out right now on the website. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast. Recently, the Gypsy Jazz guitar master John Jorgensen played a concert near Folk Alley Studios, so we recorded it. And right now, you can listen to the full Live from Folk Alley concert recording with John Jorgensen on the website. And if you're a member of FolkAlley.com, you can download the concert. Becoming a member is easy. Just click on Support on the homepage. Let's listen to about a 10 to 15 minute sample right now of the John Jorgensen concert. It's an exclusive one from FolkAlley.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very, very much for coming out to see us tonight. We really appreciate that. We started out with a song called Hungaria, an old Dixieland standard, and the second song we played for you was one from our CD, Ultra Spontan. The song's called Bossa Orpheum. And the music that you're going to hear us play tonight, it has its roots in gypsy music from all over the world and also American swing and jazz music. So we like to mix it up quite a bit. Right now we'd like to play a Django Reinhardt composition for you. And this one is kind of very, very typical of this style of music. It's one called Swing from Paris.
Thank you.
the gypsy jazz guitar playing of John Jorgensen. That was just a small sample of our Live from Folk Alley concert featuring John. You can listen to the full concert right now on the homepage at folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and during this time of year, we always put up our special holiday side stream. This year, we have 45 hours worth of holiday music for you to listen to. It's on the homepage right now. You can check it out. It's in the rotator box. Let's listen to a small montage of holiday hits on the Alleycast from folkalley.com.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Star of Bethlehem, It is the Star of Bethlehem.
A montage of holiday hits, all heard in Folk Alley's special holiday side stream featuring 45 hours worth of holiday music. You can check it out right now on the homepage at folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for December 2008. Let's get back to Robin and Linda Williams. They stopped by the Folk Alley Studios to promote their new record. They also spoke with Jim Bloom. You can listen to all of this, by the way, right now on Folk Alley. Let's listen to a part of the interview and also the song Maybell's Guitar and Monroe's Mandolin. It's Robin and Linda Williams from folkalley.com.
The songs that cover the financial and emotional issues that we all face and try to avoid talking about.
Yeah.
Today's singers and writers and you two are not afraid to bring these right to the surface.
It's almost impossible not to bring them right to the surface. You know, I was listening to Randy Newman do an interview not long ago, and he's got a new CD out at this point too. And he was saying, somebody said, well, there's a lot of political songs on the CD, and he said, well, he doesn't like to write political songs. He doesn't want to be political. He likes character studies, but everything is so in your face in the last few years that you really can't. It's hard not to be, you know, taken in by that as a writing material. You know, it's kind of what's happened, because we pretty much try. We write from what comes across our, you know, our desk or our lives, and so that's where we write from, and that's what's coming across.
Well, whether you realize it or not, there are people listening who may have not exact but similar experiences, and they somehow connect with you, and it helps. It's therapy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I love it when I hear a song that I'm just right there with it. I mean, I feel like I could have written the song. I wish I'd written the song. You know?
Sure, sure. Robin and Linda Williams join us with their fine group. And we'd like to do another one.
Okay, great.
Are you in tune there?
Let me check. This song we're getting ready to sing is from having gone to the Country Music Hall of Fame and seeing a couple of instruments that just kind of, you know, as we say in the song, just took our breath away standing there together. It was Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin. So, 2, 3, 4. I saw silver spangled cowboy hats and gold plated Cadillacs at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Stuff that once was Willie's, Hanks and Webb's and Kinney's, and all the stars we know by their first name. But the one display that took my breath away, it was Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin, standing there together like they were next of kin. Lord Gibson's from the past, side by side behind the glass. Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin.
Way back when the story first began.
for the nudie suits and the flashy cowboy boots. There was Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin standing there together like they were next to kin. Lord Gibson's from the past, side by side behind the glass. Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin standing there together like they were next of kin. Lord Gibson's from the past, side by side behind the glass. Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin.
Robin and Linda Williams with Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin, an exclusive in-studio session recording from FolkAlley.com. You can listen to the full interview and all of the songs that Robin and Linda perform right now on the homepage. I'm Chris Boros, and it's time to listen to one more song from our featured open mic artist of the month. It's Tom Farney from Edinburgh, Scotland. Here is Tom's song called The Aleph, about random memories, kind of like throwing a pile of photographs in the air and viewing them as they fall. There's a very lengthy discussion about this song, in fact, on Tom's open mic page. By the way, Tom has posted 20 different songs on open mic. Here is Tom Farney from Scotland with The Aleph.
Heard my name in the pouring rain, stood and watched it running down the drain. Held my breath on the bridge of sighs, called an echo but it came back lies. Saw the marble on a step in the room, strangest things can take you back home. Lost my way in that blinding light, but found my way to you tonight. Found my way to you tonight. Heard a prayer like a dog in pain, swam a river on a desert plain. Stayed the night in the palace once, stayed the night in the palace twice. Stayed the night in a Spanish town, swam in the sea but I could not drown. Made the guest at the wedding feast, a bride in white and a bloody sheet. Played some cards one night in France, learned to drink and how to take a chance. Lost my way in that blinding light, but found my way to you tonight. Found my way to you tonight. Blood and water, tears and wine. Memories take more than time. They take the heart of yesterday. Friends and lovers fade away, but I wonder if they stay young in photographs. Stay young in old photographs. Walk down roads, walk by St. Paul, the Virgin Mary and no one at all. Played guitar like a rolling stone, been invited to an African throne. Met a woman with a dying child there, some of the past is so hard to bear. Lost my way in that blinding light, but found my way to you tonight. Found my way to you tonight. Blood and water, tears and wine. Memories take more than time. They take the heart of yesterday. Friends and lovers fade away, but I wonder if they stay young in photographs. Stay young in old photographs. Met the son of an African slave, stood in silence at a soldier's grave. Saw the light now on a battlefield, saw the truth where it was concealed. Held you close in a foreign bed, made a promise but I never said. And the wisest man that I ever met, so don't remember what you can't forget. So don't remember what you can't forget. So don't remember what you can't forget.
That's Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for December 2008, Tom Farney from Edinburgh, Scotland, with his song called The Aleph. You can listen to 20 different songs that Tom has posted on open mic from FolkAlley.com. When Odetta passed away on December 2nd at 77 years old, the world lost a beautiful, strong, and gracious pioneer of folk and blues.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer it. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
By the time Odetta was 6 years old, her interest in music was apparent. Thanks to her mother, Odetta began voice lessons when she was just 13 and received classical training, but it was cut short when her mother could no longer pay for the lessons. Luckily, puppeteer Harry Burnett became involved and paid for Odetta to continue her voice training. Working in a production of Guys and Dolls in San Francisco when she was 19, Odetta discovered folk music. It was then, in 1953, that she took time away from her housekeeping job to travel to the Big Apple. There she appeared at the famed Blue Angel Folk Club. Pete Seeger and Harry Belafonte both took interest in her early career, and by this time her debut album, The Tin Angel, was released in 1954.
And Donna Henry was a little baby, and Lordy Mama said the big bend tunnel on the sea and old road's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord, it's gonna be the death of me. And Donna Henry was a little baby, and Lordy Papa Lee pointed to a hammer and a cold a piece of steel, said that's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord, that's gonna be the death of me.
In the 1960s, Odetta released 16 albums. Classics like Odetta and the Blues, It's a Mighty World, and Odetta Sings Dylan established her mighty voice in the 60s folk music scene.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must a cannonball fly before they band? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Odetta influenced and inspired many in the folk revival, including Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, who has been quoted as saying, "The first thing that turned me on to folk singing was Odetta." In 1999, Odetta released her first studio album in 14 years called Blues Everywhere I Go. On September 29th of that year, President Bill Clinton presented Odetta with the National Endowment for the Arts Medal.
Oh, well, it's blues, blues everywhere I go. Say it's blues. And I won't be blue no more.
The next few years found Odetta releasing new full-length albums, including Living with the Blues and a collection of Lead Belly tunes called Looking for a Home. She toured North America, Latvia, and Scotland. In 2007, she received a Grammy nomination for Best Traditional Folk Album for the record Gonna Let It Shine.
Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine of this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
In 2006, Odetta appeared at the 40th Kent State Folk Festival. Folk Alley is proud to offer this exclusive concert for you to listen to right now, in memory of one of the greatest voices our music has ever heard. The concert is on the homepage.
Took away my willow tree when it left me this weeping spell. Oh, that's
to town. Go to the river, take a chair, and then sit down. If you don't come back to you, I'm gonna tell you what to do. Jump overboard, honey, ain't no more to you. Loved my man, I kissed him morning, noon, and night. I washed his clothes, I kept him neat and tried to treat him right. Up and left me after all I tried to do. Waiting, my honey, he'd do the same to you. Oh, yeah, now. Down to the evening, come to the wee man, we love you.
On December 2nd, Odetta died at the age of 77. Her music, voice, personality, and talent will never be forgotten, and her spirit will continue to shine and influence a whole new generation of singers throughout the world. This has been the Alleycast for December 2008. Don't forget to check out our special holiday music stream featuring over 40 hours of holiday hits. Also the John Jorgensen concert, our special in-studio session recording with Robin and Linda Williams, the music of our open mic artist of the month, Tom Fairney, and of course our special concert with Odetta. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.